Mr. Clayton Thomas is joining me. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Not a problem. And you're here to talk about a great initiative called Keeping It Real, Breakfast Health and Fitness Sports Academy. So give us a little bit about what Keeping It Real is all about. First, tell us how it got started.
Well, Keeping It Real, which is the summer camp for Recognize the Real Life Skills and Education, real standing for respect everybody and life.
I like that. I really do.
Yeah, the members who started this group were all born and raised in the Jane and Finch community and went to the various schools in the area. And at that time, they made university seem like it wasn't a reality. So we all decided to go to college and university after high school, and then came up with Recognize Real, which was a sports basketball engagement program, which first started at Driftwood Community Center 6 years ago. And we just decided that youth nowadays in these schools, they need mentorship, they need support, and I'm a little sorry to say this, but it seems as though there needs to be a lot more male role models who are fully visible around. And
positive ones,
of course.
That's the key.
And we're excited to have our summer camp, which is the initiative is to engage youth from the ages of 6 to 24 and keep them active, keep them engaged. Provide literacy circles, and at the same time continue this positive momentum that the entire community is on. And you know well about this positive momentum because you've been doing this for
I love to be a part of the community, and I like to support great initiatives, and that's why you're here. And I just want to know the element of Breakfast Health and Fitness Sports Academy. How are you ingesting this into the program?
Well, it's really important. They say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And we want to get their brains going right from the beginning. So that's why we're offering a breakfast program. Health is absolutely crucial in our communities. Some of the eating lifestyles are not really healthy. A lot of fried foods. But we try to incorporate a lot of vegetables, a lot of salads, a lot of healthy ways. And fitness, we all look good the way we are, but to be physically fit and to keep the heart moving and going is really crucial for the aorta.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to come up with a sports fitness camp that it could incorporate all these things and still keep all these children and youth healthy, happy, and at the same time productive, instead of just staying home and playing video games and PS3 and Xbox, which is what these youth seem to be doing nowadays.
They have portable ones, DS, and all that.
Oh, yeah.
They got a lot going on.
You know, brain-killing mechanisms.
Yeah.
We decided to take it back to the old school, which is the best way, which is just to be physically fit and to run and to exercise your brain with literacy and reading circles. And we're really happy about the success so far of having the sports engagement and also having the ability to have youth read a paragraph, read two paragraphs, read three paragraphs, and potentially finish a book and say, Clayton, Nkrumah, Phil Edwards, I've completed this novel. And I think that's what brings the biggest joy, the joy of educational success.
And so how did you get involved in this program?
I got involved with the partnership, of course, of the TDSB and the Toronto Catholic District School Board. Boys to Men, Jim Spiropoulos, Chris Spence, and Boys to Men also are really behind this. But I got involved in this because I am one of these youth from the community who's now, I'm into the year of Christ, my 33rd year on the earth next Tuesday.
Yay!
And I remember growing up, we had limited programs, and now I have decided with my team that we need some more programs, but more programs to really, really engage and programs that really bring out the best in our youth to help them towards the future.
Very important.
Very important.
So give our listeners the details. It is...
Sure. The camp is called the Keeping It Real Breakfast Health and Fitness Sports Academy. This camp takes place on July 4th to August the 19th. That's 7 weeks. The camp location is Regina Patches, for some of you guys who are old school. It's now called Monsignor Fraser Catholic High School, and it's located at 45 North Finch Avenue, across from 31 Police Division. We're accepting boys and girls entering grades 1 to grades 8. That's if you're the age of basically 4 and up, 4 to grade, ages 4 to 12. And if you're interested in camp, you could drop your youth off, your child off at 8 o'clock. Camp finishes at 5:30. Pickup is at 6 o'clock. The camp cost is only $25, but that's because we want to ensure that we cover healthy living and foods and snacks and things like that. So it's very subsidized. And for more information, you can contact myself at 647-996-7300. 2-5. And once again, it's free breakfast, free lunch. It's a full sports fitness camp. And these children and youth will be tired when they leave.
Good. That
will be tired.
That's 8 o'clock to 6. I love it. That's my kind of camp. Give them the number again where they can link you up.
Sure. 647-996-7325. And again, the name is Clayton Thomas.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me.
And thank you so much for having me. And continue to do what you do. You've been doing positive things on this show for a very long time. And I really appreciate the opportunity to come here and provide the listeners out there with information on this exciting program. We're actually entering our fifth year of doing the summer camp.
That's great. That's great. And that was Clayton Thomas, and he's from Keeping It Real program. So definitely link him up at 647-996-7325.